Hold it, fellas. Now, don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. And coming up, our five-year flashback is with Billy Burnett. Our instrumental breakdown is a new track from Greg Townsend and a rocker from Dick Dale. We've got a heavy hitter triple threat segment honoring Merle Haggard with covers by Jerry Lee Lewis and the Everly Brothers, plus new tunes from the Stray Cats, John Lindbergh Trio, the Hawkmen, Daryl Higham and the Enforcers, Sister Susie, Eddie Clendenning, and more. We also pay tribute to Hewlin Duvall, who unfortunately passed away on May the 15th of this year. Let's start things off with a tune written by Charlie Rich. It was first recorded by Carl Mann, but this is the Elvis Presley version from his 1961 album Something for Everybody. It's I'm Coming Home on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Sitting there dreaming of that girl a thousand miles away. Yes, it's too lonely having just her picture here with me, and I know I just can't stand it anymore. I'm gonna leave right now and go back where I ought to be, going home to the girl that I adore.
Blame, yeah, you're to blame. walk out the door, it's a game that you play. By now I can tell, I'm crying every night and I'm living in hell. It's a game to you, yeah, just a game. It's a game to you, yeah, just a game. Well, to you, it's just a game.
That's the Howlin' Coyotes and their Western Star single called The Game. As I mentioned earlier, Hewlin Duvall unfortunately passed away on May the 15th at 79 years old. Hewlin was born on August the 18th, 1939 in Garner, Texas, and performed with folks like Eddie Cochran, Johnny Horton, The Champs, Del Hawkins, and so many more. In fact, that's Hewlin doing Ooze and Oz on The Champs song Train to Nowhere. It's also the one that yells tequila at the end of that instrumental. Now, among some of Hewlin's best-loved songs are 3 Months to Kill, Little Boy Blue, Double Talkin' Baby, and this one from 1960 on Challenge Records, the late great Hewlin Duvall, and the tune Pucker Paint on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Now baby, is you in? Oh baby, is you in? Are gonna give me some of your pucker paint? Now baby, say you can't. Say you can't, cause I can't get by without your pucker pain. How you gonna know that I love you so if you never let me hug and kiss you no more? How am I gonna ever make you understand? Just a walk in the log and just a holding hand. Now baby, is you in? Oh baby, is you in me? Are gonna give me some of your pucker pain?
chance, Abu, my love is true.
Abu, my love is true.
And do all of the things that I'm supposed to do.
That I'm supposed to do.
But if I let you down,
if I let you down,
and you set me free, oh, I don't know, but I think I just live in misery. There is nothing I can do to make up all the wrong things I've done.
All the wrong I've done.
Cause when I met you pretty, baby, I knew you were the only one.
You were the only one.
But I couldn't see just how it would be.
How it would be.
Oh, I don't know, but I think I just live in misery. Because I lost everything that I had.
Everything I had.
But I have to go on and take the good with the bad.
On the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, we just heard The Dynamics in a tune called Misery. That was on Big Top Records from 1963. New from the Hawkmen before that in a tune, There's One Thing. And there's one thing I'd like to do right now, play another track from the latest album release, 40, celebrating 40 years of Stray Cats. A new tune called Cry Danger.
Hey everybody, this is Slim Jim Phantom, and you're listening to my buddy Jammin' James Riley on the Rockabilly Blues Radio Hour.
Thank you. I feel a little bitter, but I'm just glad to be out of this bad trap you call love. When you crawled at my heart till it looks just like a moth-eaten sweater, I don't mind being pushed, but I sure do hate to be shoved. I've been had, it hurts bad, but I ain't mad. Again, and tell me that you love me. I'm gonna blacken your wires just like that cigarette ass. Cause I'd rather rub my knuckles on a hot concrete than have you lie to me. Cause I ain't such a fool that I don't know when I've been had. I've been had, it hurts bad, but I ain't mad, just a little bit sad. In fact, I'm kinda glad to know that I ain't the only one who's ever been had. With all of that sweet talk, I'm gonna snap your neck like a 10-cent pocket comb. Of course I'd rather fight a tiger with a toothpick than be fooled again. Cause a woman like you can make a dog give a bone. I've been had, it hurts bad, but I ain't mad, just a little bit sad. In fact, I'm kinda glad to know that I ain't the only one who's ever been had. I've been had, it's bad, but I ain't mad, just a little bit sad. In fact, I'm kinda glad to know that I ain't the only one who's ever been had. Yeah.
Well, there's a brand new style going around, a hypnotizing cats in town, a living in a walking dream. A pointed toe, and that's a
what I mean, I said.
A pointed toes are coming back again, pointed toes are coming back again. Well, everything's all a reach, I got them on my feet. I said the point's coming back again. Well, I made it from a high, hull it die. Long and lean, narrow and keen. Some are brown, some are black. A cat starts a walk and he's easy to track. I said, her pointed toes are coming back again. Pointed toes are coming back again. Well, everything's all I reach, I got them on my feet. I said, the point's coming back again. Toe that high heels and buckle on the side, zip them up or lace them up for any old style. I won't have to worry stepping on my blue, a keen cutting cat in my pointy toe shoes. I said, my pointy toes are coming back again. Pointy toes are coming back again. Well, everything's on a reach, I got them on my feet. I said, the point's coming back again. Rock! The sharp toes, I want a pointy shoe. Sharp toes, I want a pointy shoe. And the point's coming back again.
From his album Carl Plays Carl, Carl Bradychuk covering Carl Perkins, an artist he was named after, Pointed Toe Shoes. Also new from Eddie Clendenning from his latest Sometimes It Rains release in the tune I've Been Had. Time now for our instrumental breakdown. Dick Dell from the album Unknown Territory, and a track that is one of two that Huey Lewis plays harmonica on, the classic Ghost Riders in the Sky. But before that, something brand new from Greg Townsend. Now, besides being a member of Los Straitjackets and fronting his own band, the High Risers, he just released another instrumental project, More Traveling Guitar. Here's his cover of Venus.
It's the Instrumental Breakdown on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
everybody. This is Dick Dale, and you're listening to my man Jammin' James Riley on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. I like calling him Jimmy Riley.
Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, rockabillyinblues.com. Rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com is our website. Our heavy hitter triple threat segment is coming up in a bit, but first, we've got a couple of new tunes. New from John Lindberg Trio called One More Saturday Night on Invicin Records. But starting us off, the latest by Daryl Higham and the Enforcers from the album Bop Machine, this is The Brain Freeze.
Hey, this is Daryl Higham, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Well, if I'm walking down the street, I'm trying to do some work, or listening to a moron, or talking to a jerk, no matter what I'm doing, this problem is a tease. I start to think of you, and I get the brain freeze. Well, it makes me weak at the knees. I'm shaking like a leaf. It's like a mouthful of ice cream or standing in a bad dream. There ain't no cure for the brain freeze. Oh! Well, if I'm feeling
out the car, or paying off a bill, or talking on the phone, or planning who to kill. No matter what I'm doing, this problem is a tease. I start to think of you and I get the freaking freeze. And it makes me weak at the knees. Well, I'm shaking like the leaves. It's like a mouthful of ice cream or standing in a bad dream. There ain't no cure for the brain freeze. Oh. Or jumping down a tree, debating world peace, or swimming in the sea. No matter what I'm doing, this problem is a team. I start to think of you and I get the brain freeze. Oh, it makes me weak at the knees. I'm shaking like leaves. It's like a mouthful of ice cream standing in a bad dream. There ain't no cure for the brain freeze. There ain't no cure for this brain freeze. There ain't no
from John Lindberg Trio and One More Saturday Night. Time now for Heavy Hitter Triple Threat.
It's going, going, going high and far over the fence in deep left field, and it's a home run for Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play today.
This is Heavy Hitter Triple Threat, where we play a couple of cover tunes of an artist, as well as a track from that artist, the Heavy Hitter. Together, they make up a triple threat. And this time, we honor Merle Haggard. We've got the Everly Brothers covering Mama Tried from their fantastic 1968 Warner Brothers album titled Roots. The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, takes on Working Man Blues. It's from his 1970 album on Smash Records, She Even Woke Me Up to Say Goodbye. We'll start things off with The Hag. Merle Ronald Haggard, born April the 6th, 1937, and passed away on his birthday in 2016 at the age of 79. Not to say he's one of the most important figures in all of country music, and all of music in general, is an understatement. He's received the Kennedy Center Honor, Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, Country Music Hall of Fame, the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame, and more. Let's go back 30 years ago to an album released in 1989 on Epic Records called 501 Blues. This is If You Wanna Be My Woman, Merle Haggard, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour Heavy Hitter, Triple Threat.
Kiss you, you keep on pushing me back. You say you like to party on the money that I earn, but you refuse to give me something equal in return. Don't look at me like maybe you don't understand. If you won't be my woman, then you know you got to let me be your man. Smart, look so innocent too. You say I need a ring to get the loving that I need. Can't you give me just a sample, hon, before I sign that deed? Don't look at me like maybe you don't understand. If you won't be my woman, then you know you got to let me be your man. Sometime I think about leaving. I do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. And I drink my whiskey in a tavern, cry a little bit of them a working man blues. Hey, play it for me, son. I drink a little beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of them a working man blues. Play it out, son, little boogie. But I'm running out of time. Made it out.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept a-turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. So left my mama heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
It's your source for rockabilly blues, early country, early rock and roll, surf, and Ameripolitan music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and this is our five-year flashback.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
5 days, 5 days, since you walked out the door.
5 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising.
Now you know I wake. Five long years for one woman.
Our five-year flashback is a chance to look back at some of my favorite moments on the show over the past 5 years. Let's go back to late 2017 with our chat with Billy Burnett from his newly released Crazy Like Me project. And we talked about a song his dad Dorsey and Uncle Johnny did called Tear It Up.
Tear It Up, just an iconic song in rockabilly. You've recorded it several times, a new version on the new album.
I have done it. In fact, the reason I've done it this time is like, you know, the thing, own your own masters. So finally, I've got a version of it that I own.
Yeah, you know? There you go.
And that's good to have from movies and whatever. But I felt it was time to do it again because it's really a magical song. For it to be just a simple rockabilly song, it's magical because I did it with Fleetwood Mac, and we couldn't do anything with Fleetwood Mac that wasn't a hit that the people would react to. But they reacted every night to that one. We did it as our encore, and so did Rod Stewart, used it for his encore for years.
You also did it at Mick Fleetwood's Zoo.
Which
is really cool.
I did it with them, yeah.
Now, your dad wrote it in the hallway? Is that what it is? Right before the recording?
They needed an up-tempo song, so he went out and wrote it real quick out in the hall. Came back in, and I go, I got us another up-tempo one, so here we go.
Isn't it amazing, you know, something that was so quick that is now such an iconic song? You've mentioned it in the book that's kind of the old hat trick, that it always works.
It always works, yeah. It's like, that's what I call the hat trick. If I'm in a situation where they want me to get up and do something, I do tear it up, and it just goes over every time.
You know, it's funny. They like when the tables are turned, somebody asks me for a request for a song. It's like first thing, just anything Burnett.
Yeah.
Johnny, Dorsey, Billy, Rocky, any of them.
Yeah.
Just play something Burnett because it's always good.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Well, I love that moonshine with
Whiskey in a Jar, Rob Ryan Roadshow from the album Coming Home. Before that, from her album Ain't No Lady, Sister Susie and Sloppy Drunk. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. And as always, it's Jammin' James Riley saying keep on rockin'.